Attention, you're listening to the Todd Huff Radio Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk radio. Be advised that the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. Here's your conservative, but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well. CNN, good old CNN, caught with their hand in the cookie jar yesterday. You know, this is one of the things we start really early here. This James O'Keefe Project Veritas CNN video where CNN calls the Russian stories BS. That is, of course, the edited version of what CNN calls it. But James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, released a video sometime around this time yesterday. If it was released before going on air, I did not catch it, but it was around this time yesterday, 6, 7 a.m. So we weren't able to discuss it, but this should be an enormous blow to the network, to CNN, the so-called most trusted name in cable news, right? This is an absolute, utter, shameless news, not even a news organization. And I'm interested to hear, in fact, as we grow this program, we'll be taking phone calls here once we expand to a second hour. That's in the plans, hopefully for later this year. And I would love to hear from liberals. And you can email me, you can tweet me, you can Facebook me, whatever you want. I'd love to hear to those that call Fox News faux news. I would love to hear the equivalent on Fox News of what we just watched CNN, by their own admission, by their own words, admit, which is that the Russian story, which we've been saying on here for a long time, it's a smoke and mirrors. It's a dog and pony show. It's not real. It's not believable. It's something that wouldn't even make into a good movie because it's so fantastic. It's so unbelievable that the average person would say, I can't buy this. I can't buy this. Tap the person next to you watching this movie in the theater as you have a giant tub of popcorn and some Skittles or whatever you get at the movie theater, and you tap them on the shoulder and say, why didn't the president, the equivalent of President Trump, why did he have to go to the Russians to do this? Was there no one in America that could do this? Was there no one on his team? I was told that this was one of the most corrupt individuals ever. In fact, I've seen that there's a Broadway play of 1984, the Orwellian classic, and there are people that are, I guess, fainting and vomiting when they watch this because they believe that Donald Trump is the embodiment of the big, and this is what people miss about this. This is not about a brash leader. This is not about someone who 1984 is about a totalitarian regime. And how, if you look at some of the things that the Trump administration is doing, when they're reducing the size of government, when they are trying to limit the function and the role of government, when they're trying to work with the Republicans in Congress to reverse something like Obamacare, which, by the way, did I see the 19th? I believe it was the 19th state Obamacare exchange has collapsed. 19 out of what? I think it was 23. I think there are 4 standing. And this, of course, if you ask the average leftist, the average progressive, the reason that they've been collapsing is not because of Obama or the legislation. No, no, no. It's not that at all. In fact, it's because of Donald Trump and the Republicans. It's because for the past, almost 6 months now, almost 6 months. In fact, Donald Trump's about to eclipse here in the not-too-distant future the 200-day mark, which I was told by political experts, statisticians, predictors of future events, that Trump would not eclipse the 199-day mark. And I'm sure people believe that. They jump on board. They go and tell their mom and dad about this. They call their best friend. You know, we're almost done with Trump. He's not going to pass 100 or 200 days, so on and so forth. There were folks that didn't think he would make it to 100 days. I mean, after all, he's essentially the main character in the 1984 movie, or Broadway play, I should say. But anyway, back to CNN. This admission as to what they've done, which is essentially, by their own words, is that they have continued to repeat, drive a narrative that is fabricated, that is BS in their own words. And for what purpose? Ratings. They did this for ratings. The executive producer looks at the undercover Project Veritas journalist, or whatever you want to call him, and he says, have you seen our ratings? Our ratings have been skyrocketing in May. People have been flocking. In fact, CEO actually told us, he said, I shouldn't be telling you this. I shouldn't be telling you this. You're not going to tell anybody, are you? Which, by the way, I'm waiting for the left. This is what happens. Waiting to see what charges they're going to have against Project Veritas, because the charges here in the mind of the left has to be on Project Veritas. It has to be something that they've done wrong, because CNN is fair and balanced news. Well, I guess it's Fox's. CNN is the most trusted name, they tell us, in news. Meanwhile, they're telling us the stories that they want to lead with, the main narrative that they've been pushing incessantly on every program and nearly every segment, on every day, the amount of times it's been mentioned, Russia, on CNN, I heard the number the other day, I forget the number, but it's astronomical. It's enormous. It's huge. They're talking about Russia more times than you can fit into an hour. They're constantly talking about this. And they admit that it's BS. Now, CNN comes out with a statement yesterday. I saw this. They don't say this producer doesn't speak for us. The CNN doubles down on this. I love this, by the way. CNN. God bless CNN. This is in total shambles. Anyone who watches this and thinks that they're getting real news needs to maybe have a psychological evaluation. I mean, there's no way. There is no way, based upon what we're hearing from higher ups at CNN, that this can be a believable network anymore, a believable source of news. And then they come out and they say, we've always been proud of our diversity of thought. This is what they say about this. They don't say, hey, we're not trying to push a narrative that's BS. That's incorrect. This producer was incorrect in his assessment. We at CNN want to get to the bottom of the Russian story. We want to find the smoking gun, right? These are the Democrat talking points. Did they not review this with the rest of the Democrat Party to see what they're supposed to say? They could have said smoking gun. We've got to get to the bottom of this and find the smoking gun. We know there's a lot of smoke. There has to be a fire. We know there's a gun somewhere. It's probably in violation of the Second Amendment. We have to find this smoking gun. And we know the smoking gun leads us to the Trump administration. We don't know what the smoking gun is. We haven't found the smoking gun, but we know once we find that smoking gun, that whatever smoke is coming out of that gun warrants Donald Trump to be impeached. If not impeached, at least to be reprimanded, at least to have his agenda stopped cold in his tracks, at least to warrant another 6, 8, 12 months, 2 years, 6 years potentially, however long it takes, of negative news coverage. That's what we know that this warrants. This is the worst thing ever. We don't know what it is. We don't know where the smoke is. We don't even know if there's smoke. We think there might be a smoking gun. So we're going to keep talking about this. We know right now that the story is mostly BS. Again, this is CNN. It's mostly BS, but we don't know. If we keep reporting it, then maybe something will come out that'll stick. Maybe something will come out that's halfway true. Maybe he actually, maybe something we report in a Russian story that, you know, talks about where Trump ate for lunch that day. Maybe that'll be true and we can continue to pursue the story based upon the merits of that alone. Then CNN comes out and doubles down and says, we have always valued diversity of thought here at CNN. This is insane. Truly insane. Not only that, this guy, this producer, says that he was kind of understanding when Trump called this a witch hunt. Well, it kind of is a witch hunt. If by witch hunt you mean that we try to find what someone did wrong when there's no evidence that they've done anything wrong, if by witch hunt you mean that we continue to look for something incessantly with little to no evidence, continuing to dig, hoping to find something that will incriminate, that will implicate, that will delegitimize this president. Yeah, that's what you mean by witch hunt? Sure. This is astonishing. Truly 100% astonishing. Now, can I say it's surprising? No. Surprising in the sense that, do I expect this from CNN? This is exactly what I expect CNN to be doing. I mean, I couldn't have told you all the details that this guy had said. I'm not a predictor of you know, the future or anything, but this is exactly who CNN has shown itself to be time and time and time again. But it's astonishing to see. It's astonishing to see someone on camera basically saying, yeah, we're a news network. We're supposed to be the most trusted name in cable news. And yeah, this whole story we've been talking about, this story that we've been talking about for months is complete BS. In fact, the CEO comes in and tells us to move past other stories, even precious stories like Trump dropping out of the Paris Climate Accord. Get past that. Move on. We've talked about that for a day. Get back to Russia. Because Russia is apparently driving people. This Russian narrative is driving people to watch our news network. And we've not had people watch our news network in a long time, so let's keep talking about this. This is almost like the missing Malaysian flight, which was awful in and of itself. This is when Don Lemon was, postulating, theorizing whether or not the plane was lost in a black hole. I was actually watching that episode, watching that live. That was a real high point for CNN. The guest came on and said, well, I don't think it was a black hole because our entire planet would have been sucked in by that at this point. So we think we can rule that one out. Don Lemon sitting there looking like he's just trying to find up another explanation for this or determine another possible cause for this. But anyway, CNN, whatever's left of this network's news outlet's credibility has long since gone down the drain. But I have to stop and take a break. Plenty of more to talk about regarding this, regarding Project Veritas, regarding where CNN is going next with the Russian narrative, which I think is equally as important as what we've done so far, what they're telling us now, and how this is going to be a little sleight of hand, a little shifting of gears to try to mislead the audience as to what they've been telling us about Russia all along. But anyway, I have to stop and take a break. You're listening to The Home of Conservative, Not Bitter, Not Bitter Talk Radio. Back in just a minute.
Make sure your booster shots are up to date by signing up for Todd's free monthly email newsletter. It's educational, it's fun, and it's free. Go to ToddHuffRadio.com/newsletter to sign up today.
Outside of the federal government, no one likes losing money. Any amount of money, not just the $6 billion the State Department lost. And what makes losing money worse is knowing that we could have done something to stop it. Well, if you have an inefficient furnace, a toilet that won't stop running, or a leaky faucet, you can do something about it. You can call the good folks at Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Call 317-831-5279 or visit economyheatingandair.com.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance.
Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Life Line now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Life Line today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-557-7916. 800-557-7916. 800-557-7916. That's 800-557-7916.
A fire in your home or business is nothing you ever planned on, but it is something you can plan for by calling on the Fire and Water Cleanup and Restoration Specialist at SERVPRO of Hendricks County at 317-838-0100. That's where you'll find a team of professionals who are committed to helping you develop a plan to make sure you're ready for whatever happens. With an emergency ready profile from SERVPRO of Hendricks County, you'll take confidence in knowing that when the things that matter most are on the line, they will be too, because you can't keep fire damage from taking control of your home or business. But with an emergency ready profile, you can make sure it doesn't take control of your life. So before fire or water damage strikes, make sure you're ready for whatever happens with SERVPRO of Hendricks County at 317-838-0100, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-796-6981 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-796-6981 to take your call now. Call 800-796-6981. That's 800-796-6981. Again, 800-796-6981.
Ward's Apparel is Indiana's largest jean and fashion store, and it's a great place for all your family's clothing needs. Ward's has a huge selection of Levi's and other name brand jeans, including big and tall sizes, making sure you find the right fit and style every time. Ward's also has a great selection of Dockers and business casual clothing, and you won't beat Ward's price and selection of Carhartt workwear and Red Wing boots. So come visit Ward's Apparel just off Highway 67 next to Gray Brothers Cafeteria in Mooresville. Yeah, here it is. This is what CNN has to say about this John Bonifield, who was the producer that was caught on the Project Veritas expose, or whatever this thing is, this investigation, this hidden camera discussion that Project Veritas had with CNN producers. So what does CNN say about this? This is fantastic. This to me may be the juiciest part of this story. This is what they say. CNN stands by our medical producer, John Bonifield. Diversity of public opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it and we embrace it. Diversity of personal opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it and embrace it. No, that is completely false. CNN does not welcome diversity of personal opinion. First of all, if we get right down to it, now we get down to the news portion of what a network is, we shouldn't even really know what someone's personal opinion is. Good journalism requires that you try to remove yourself from the story, your opinions, your interpretations, and simply tell us what's going on. It's never possible to remove all of your biases. I mean, we're human beings. We don't even know some of these things that we may look at an issue a certain way without even really realizing it. But you can at least remove your opinions. I mean, take notes from Catherine Herridge. Take notes from Jennifer Griffin at Fox News. Take some notes from Cheryl Atkinson. I mean, these are folks that did good journalism. I mean, diversity of opinion is important. It is what makes CNN strong. Tell me where the diversity of opinion is. I watch your silly network, CNN, and it's not because I'm trying to gather information. It's because I'm trying to gather how you're spinning information. I'm trying to understand how you're fabricating stories. I'm trying to understand the next lie that you're trying to perpetrate on the American people. By the way, I think I know what that is, which we'll get to in just a minute. But CNN, I flip on the show, and you've got about, what, 12 panelists. There's some huge number of panelists you have sitting up there with Don Lemon, who's fresh off of whatever he's doing on the New Year's Eve celebration. Him and, what, is Kathy Griffin on there with him? I can't even keep up with CNN. It's so ridiculous. So ridiculous. But it's Don Lemon, who tells us constantly he's got no horse in this race. He's got no dog in this fight. I've seen him say these things, telling us he's the unbiased news reporter. And then he's got 12 other people up there. There's 10 liberals. In fact, there's probably a couple of socialists, a couple of communists, a couple of people that are what used to be just left-wing leaning Democrats, not quite full-fledged socialists yet. And other liberals up there. Then they have one Republican who hates Trump, and then they have one Trump supporter. And their job is to assault and attack and to impugn the reputation of both Trump and the Trump supporter during the entire broadcast. Apparently, that's what CNN thinks is diversity of opinion. That's what makes CNN strong. Now, proportionally, I would say that's probably about right. You probably need about a 10-to-1 ratio, liberals to conservatives, to be able to at least make it an interesting dialogue, because liberalism has the floor wiped with it in a one-on-one debate with someone who can articulate and express the conservative principles. Liberalism fails every single step of the way. I mean, we can point to Obamacare. We can point to, I mean, take your pick, the war on poverty. All these things that they promise it's going to be true, this constant march towards liberal big government utopia, these bureaucracies, this bureaucratic state, that's the result of liberalism, big government lovers. This takes away freedom and liberty and opportunity. Look at the $15 an hour. Look at this, Seattle. Seattle's finally starting to realize there's been a study, the all-important study. Surprise, surprise, the $15 an hour minimum wage is actually hurting workers. I'm looking at this. This is even in USA Today. I think this may have been even something that ran across the bottom of the screen on CNN. $15 an hour minimum wage. We were told this is going to help the working man. Now, people who have an understanding, an inkling of understanding in economics know that this is not how this works. People who understand free market economics, people who understand that business owners are on a fixed budget, if you will, they have to make tough decisions. Do I keep people at $15 an hour, or do I just simply, you know, do away with some of my positions? Do I close my doors? Do I have the workers that are here do more, require more of them because I can't pay every person that works here $15 an hour? Do I raise my prices and drive my customers away? I mean, at some point, you force, and that's clearly where we are with $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle, you force these folks to make these tough decisions. And now, anyone who knows anything about economics, I literally mean this, anything. I'm not talking formal classes in economics. I mean someone who's been to, you know, run a small business. I mean, someone who's run a small school group or a church group or anyone that's had to handle money make budgetary decisions based upon projections of either funds raised or revenue raised or whatever the case may be. Anyone that's lived in this environment, even for a few weeks, run a small, small business in a school class, in a class at school where you're trying to, you know, increase profits, where you're trying to effectively grow and run your business. Anyone that's done anything like this, anyone who's done anything besides watch, you know, whatever's hip in the pop culture scene nowadays, the Kardashians or whatever, anyone who lives in reality knows that the $15 an hour minimum wage is not good. It takes away a lot of positions. It takes away a lot of things that business owners might be willing to employ people to do because it's out of their budget. In some cases, it closes businesses. It causes further layoffs. Now we're finding that liberal utopian Bernie Sanders loving idea doesn't work. A report finds it may be hurting workers. Of course it's hurting workers. The point is liberalism fails every single time it's tried. And so that's why CNN needs 10 liberals up there to every one conservative. Because that's about how many it takes to distract, to get the story, to get the debate away from the issues and more on the superficial made-up stuff about Russia, about someone being racist or a homophobe or whatever the case may be. And so onward we march, CNN helping carry the water, keeping it off the legitimate issues, keeping debate off legitimate issues. By the way, if CNN really thought, which this producer now, this isn't just some, you know, someone running a camera here. Producer, if a producer thinks that the Russian story is BS, that is by admission jeopardizing American security, national security, and our interests. I mean, this at its final conclusion can cause some major problems, not to mention major problems internationally, undermining the United States, delegitimizing the president, causing tension with Russia, which is enough tension as there is, instead of having to interject some of the silly, nonsensical gobbledygook here. But the point is CNN doubling down on this, acting like diversity of thought is really what they're all about to begin with. This is like living in an alternative universe. This reminds me of the Bizarro universe with Jerry Seinfeld on you know, a Seinfeld episode back in the 90s, I guess. Crazy to say that, but anyway, that's what we're experiencing here. CNN not apologizing, CNN saying that's not why we did this, CNN, you know, not denying any of this, not saying that the videos are fabricated, at least not yet. Now, that might be where we go next. There might be calls for Project Veritas to face, you know, criminal charges for something that they did wrong. Meanwhile, we have CNN running their network like a bunch of like it's truly 100% fake news outlet, and we're left with no other alternative but to call them a fake news outlet. By their own words, by their own admission, they're engaged in the advancement of stories that are BS, that are simply for ratings. This should sink CNN. Now it won't, I don't think. Who knows? It's a different world than it was even 10 years ago. But this should eliminate any credibility that's left with CNN. This is like Brian Williams, really. This is that bad. But anyway, I have to stop and take a break. You're listening to the home of conservative, not bitter talk radio. Be back in just a minute.
Red State Talk Radio. Talk radio the way the founding fathers would have done it.
Want to hear our latest parody songs? Learn our famous talk show lingo, or listen to J-Dot's 3-in-3 classics? Visit ToddHuffRadio.com/fun. It's 100% free and 100% fun. All at the expense of liberals, of course.
All right, here we go. $100 now, $200, back at $300.
I went to my first firearms auction a few years ago. It was hosted by TJ Freegee, one of my good friends from high school, who is a champion auctioneer and one of the best in the business. In spite of objections from liberal legislators, I walked away with a .22 rifle and a few boxes of ammunition. And I had a great afternoon with my grandpa that I won't soon forget. If you've ever wondered what treasure you could find in an auction, visit FreeGAuctioneers.com and take a look at their upcoming Central Indiana auction schedule. That's FreeGee, F-R-E-I-J-E, Auctioneers.com. Visit FreeGAuctioneers.com.
Hi, I'm TJ Freegee, owner and lead auctioneer at Freegee & Freegee Auctions and Marketing. I invite you to come see the power of live auctions. It's fast, it's fun, it's transparent, and it's the absolute best way to ensure you get fair market value for your asset today. Get results, go auction.
Hey, I don't back anybody unless I believe in them. And I do believe in the value of investing in gold and silver. And the company I trust to buy my gold and silver from is Swiss America. I've been working with them for nearly a decade. I trust them, and you can too. Swiss America will help you sort through and find the best options available when you're considering investing in gold and silver coins. Listen, for over 30 years, Swiss America has been offering Americans what they want in their investments. Safety, liquidity, quality, reliability, and a potential profit. Gold and silver have a place in every investor's portfolio. So, why not let Swiss America help you diversify your investment portfolio now. Call now for free information. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197.
Let's be candid. Your dog is part of the family. In fact, he may even be closer than the nephew who lectures you about politics during the holidays. So why not thank your best friend for being such a good companion by getting him BarkBox? BarkBox is the monthly gift of all-natural treats and innovative toys shipped directly to Fido. To check it out or to get an extra free month, visit GetBarkBox.com/Todd. That's GetBarkBox.com/Todd.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-910-8236. 800-910-8236. 800-910-8236. That's 800-910-8236.
Welcome back to Todd Huff Radio. This program, by the way, is made possible by lots of generous advertisers and sponsors, and one of those is Freegee and Freegee Auctioneers, who will be hosting their next living estate and absolute real estate auction on July 22nd at 1 p.m. This is actually for a property in Mooresville, Indiana. So we'll tell you more about that as it gets closer, but that's on July 22nd. But check out more information on their website. Find out a little bit more about Freegee and Freegee. By the way, I went to high school with Freegee. TJ, sorry, I call him Freegee. TJ was played football and basketball together, a friend of mine in school. Check him out at FreegeeAuctioneers.com. That's F-R-E-I-J-E, Auctioneers.com. So, we've been talking about this Project Veritas. It's just unbelievable, really. CNN acts like there's no big deal here. There's nothing to see. What's all the fuss about? They support diversity of thought. I mean, this is all truly like a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, this is good satire. This, by the way, is not based in reality whatsoever. In fact, to further that is what I think CNN is now, that they've realized they've taken this story to the end of the line. This story is now officially toxic to CNN in the wake of what happened yesterday. Now, I'm not saying they can't revitalize it. I'm just saying as of right now, this thing is toxic. Anyone with any degree of objectivity, anytime they hear the words Russia, Russia collusion, Putin, Trump, Trump, Putin, Tillerson, Trump, Putin, whatever the case, any combination thereof, it has to be toxic. Now, I know that the committed listener to CNN, the viewer of CNN, those that are, maybe vomiting at night, the Broadway play 1984 because they think Donald Trump represents the totalitarian big government that we see in the book 1984 in the now Broadway play. But nonetheless, these folks are probably going to continue to consume this. But this is a nearly impossible to even remotely defend. Now, it was a major stretch of reality beforehand. Now they're admitting it's what they call BS. So CNN, I haven't watched it yet. I DVR'd it. They had a show on last night called The Russian Connection. Now, I watched a little bit of a preview of this. Had John Podesta sitting there explaining how he got an email that appeared to be from the Google, the Gmail team, telling him it was his account had been compromised. And of course, right on cue, the account was compromised from someone in the Ukraine. So Podesta forwarded this email on to his IT person and said, hey, is this a legitimate email or is this illegitimate? Because if it's legitimate, I need to change my password. So the IT guy, it had to be the same guy, by the way, that was programming the Russian reset button, because this didn't work out well. The IT guy emails him back trying to tell him it is an illegitimate email. Don't do anything with this. This is a phishing email. This is someone that's trying to get your information to hack into your email or do something nefarious. Instead, he tells him it's a legitimate email. Now, I'm supposed to believe this. You're supposed to believe this. Sending us copies of these emails and so forth. So Podesta clicks on the link, which, by the way, I mean, I have some Gmail. I'm familiar with Gmail. If you see that someone has compromised your account, why not just log into your account and change the password from there? Instead of clicking on some link in an email you think may be compromising. But Podesta does this, and it got me to wondering, by the way, is John Podesta also expecting $10 million cash from a Nigerian prince? Is this what this guy's expecting? I mean, this is unbelievable to me. It's absolutely unbelievable. He clicks on this link, and of course, this gives them access, and the rest is history. But it got me to thinking, thank goodness that these gullible goofballs aren't running the nation. I mean, we hear that Trump is, misspelling words on Twitter. That pales in comparison to this. That pales in comparison to clicking on a link and compromising your security of your email, because we know, by the way, they would have been using private emails if they were in the administration as well. And it makes me realize that there's no wonder that Hillary was tricked, if you believe the silliness that she thought it was Benghazi was a spontaneous riot that was caused by a video that no one had seen. No wonder she was tricked into believing that. No wonder she thought Trump didn't have a chance. Look, of course they tell us things that are completely fake. Of course they lie to us on Podesta, Clinton, CNN. It's all one big happy family over there. Right now, not happy, but one big family. But of course they lie to us. Of course, they're going to continue to lie to us. But one thing they always tell us is how smart they are, how smart and capable they are. What we're seeing here is that they're not. In fact, sometimes they're very, very stupid. Clicking on a link in an email from a source that you suspect is illegitimate someone trying to hack you, doing that is not a good idea. Again, just go into your email account and change the password, John Podesta. Anyway, enough about that. But there's another thing that came up from this, and this is what I want to get to. I saw this interview, Wolf Blitzer, and I can't remember the guy that's doing this special on CNN and Russia. It's just unbelievable to me. The timing is perfect. But if you listen to the interview, he actually admitted that both Democrat and Republican political organizations are still the targets of current Russian hacks. Now, this is a subtle little sleight of hand here, but I'm telling you, they're going to try to spin their way out of this because now the you-know-what's hit the fan here. And so they know that in a sane world, their credibility would be equal to that of Brian Williams, who apparently took sniper fire in helicopters in Afghanistan or Iraq or somewhere. He was a hero in all sorts of stories that he fabricated and made up, if you remember that. But this is akin to that. It's fake news. It's made up, fabricated, 100% false, not real, not legitimate. Now they're going to try to slip in there and say the Russian hack wasn't just targeting the Democrats, as they've been telling us this whole time. The Russian hack was targeting Americans and both the Democrat and the Republican parties. And they're going to try to sneak their way, back their way out of this, saying, look, we were just following the evidence. We knew the big picture that the Russians were hacking us and that the Russians had been hacking Republicans and Democrats. They never admitted. Remember Reince Priebus out there screaming. Remember this. He was out there saying, they tried to hack us too, but we actually had mechanisms in place to keep them from compromising our sensitive information. And everyone said, no, that doesn't fit our narrative. That doesn't fit our story. That's not what happened. You're lying. Trump, Russia. Russia, Trump. The Democrats were targeted because Putin feared the presidency of Hillary Clinton. But now CNN's trying to spin this a little bit to say, well, there was hacking. We know that definitively. This is what they'll tell us. Definitively know it was the Russians. They weren't just targeting the Democrats as we originally thought. They were just targeting America in general. We were right. They'll continue to keep the Russian story alive, allowing them to still occasionally take pot shots at Trump, but they're going to try to back out of this. But this is not what this story has been about from the beginning. This story has been about from the beginning, Trump colluding with Russia, Trump sitting in a back room with Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin, smoking cigars, drinking vodka, with the plan of hijacking and taking the U.S. election from Hillary Clinton, who was the rightful owner or winner. This is what they think. Hillary was just simply awaiting her coronation. And Trump somehow, with the help of Vladimir Putin, the only person in the world that could do this apparently, Trump was able to steal the election. But anyway, I am really long in this segment. I have to stop and take a break. You're listening to the home of conservative, not Bitter Talk Radio. Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Julie with Faulkner Restoration. After using ChristianPhoneBook.com for years, we've found it's a great place to find Christian business professionals you can trust. Besides churches, there's attorneys, air conditioning and heating contractors, auto repairs, remodelers, and so much more. All are available at ChristianPhoneBook.com and a printed copy available at hundreds of locations in central Indiana or with the free Christian Phonebook app.
All right, here we go.
I went to my first firearms auction a few years ago. It was hosted by TJ Frege, one of my good friends from high school, who is a champion auctioneer and one of the best in the business. In spite of objections from liberal legislators, I walked away with a .22 rifle and a few boxes of ammunition. And I had a great afternoon with my grandpa that I won't soon forget. If you've ever wondered what treasure you could find in an auction, visit FreegeeAuctioneers.com and take a look at their upcoming Central Indiana auction schedule. That's Freegee, F-R-E-I-J-E, auctioneers.com. Visit FreegeeAuctioneers.com.
Hi, I'm TJ Freegee, owner and lead auctioneer at Freegee & Freegee Auctions and Marketing. I invite you to come see the power of live auctions. It's fast, it's fun, it's transparent, and it's the absolute best way to ensure you get fair market value for your asset today. Get results, go auction.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-557-7916. 800-557-7916. 800-557-7916. That's 800-557-7916.
Since 1975, Jake's Body Shop has provided full-service collision repair for drivers in central Indiana. Jake's Body Shop will fully restore your car, truck, or SUV, whether it's sustained major collision damage or just minor dings and dents. So if your car's damaged, call on the professional, service-oriented technicians at Jake's Body Shop. Call 317-831-6142. 317-831-6142. Or visit jakesbodyshop.com.
Impressed by J-Dot's latest Eminem-inspired 3-in-3 beat? Can't get enough of his one-of-a-kind style? Well, there's good news. Visit ToddHuffRadio.com/fun to access an archive of J-Dot's hilarious and entertaining 3-in-3s today.
Welcome back to Todd Huff Radio. Again, trying to get a couple things done here before jumping back on. Sorry about that. But anyway, welcome back to the program. Email, by the way, todd@toddhuffradio.com should you want to connect. Ask questions, share your thoughts, tell me why I'm wrong about this CNN thing. But anyway, this should be, in a sane universe, the end of CNN as we know it, or at least the beginning of a process where CNN falls on its sword, admits violating the trust of the American people, admits fault, asks for forgiveness, fires a bunch of people, brings in a bunch of people that are going to have actual journalistic integrity. But that's not what's going to happen. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but Jeff Zucker, CNN, I saw this on, page6.com. Saw this yesterday. I think I may have seen this on Drudge. Of course, Zucker, what, the CEO of CNN, the head honcho at CNN, says that viewers trust CNN more than ever. What? I mean, maybe if folks are only consuming news in the CNN bubble, but my goodness, how in the world would you expect in a sane universe for someone to have more trust for CNN now than they ever have before? Just unbelievable. I'm not saying that some people don't. I'm just saying that it defies common sense. It defies logic. It defies anything that resembles reality, believing CNN now more than ever. But anyway, I don't have any more time to discuss this. I have to take one more break. You're listening to the home of conservative, not bitter talk radio. Back in just a minute.
It's been said that we often make the mistake of hiring people based upon what they know, yet we almost always fire them because of who they are. If you've ever made this mistake when choosing a company to do work on your home, you know exactly how agonizing this can be. The company may offer quality products, have certified technicians, offer a stellar warranty, but they're late, or they hit you with hidden charges, or they're rude, or worse. Why not get the best of both worlds by choosing Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing? Economy installs high-quality trained products and they're trained and certified to provide the absolute highest levels of expertise in central Indiana today. And they provide the kind of service you'd expect from a Christian company. In fact, they specifically seek to deliver a Romans 12, 10, and 11 kind of experience for each and every job they do. So call Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today at 317-831-5279 or visit economyheatingandair.com. That's economyheatingandair.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-796-6981 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-796-6981 to take your call now. Call 800-796-6981. That's 800-796-6981. Again, 800-796-6981.
Ward's Apparel is Indiana's largest jean and fashion store, and it's a great place for all your family's clothing needs. Ward's has a huge selection of Levi's and other name brand jeans, including big and tall sizes, making sure you find the right fit and style every time. Ward's also has a great selection of Dockers and business casual clothing, and you won't beat Ward's price and selection of Carhartt workwear and Red Wing boots. So come visit Ward's Apparel just off Highway 67 next to Gray Brothers Cafeteria in Mooresville.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-862-0336. 800-862-0336. 800-862-0336. That's 800-862-0336.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
At ServPro of Indianapolis South, no job is too big and no question is too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call on ServPro of Indianapolis South at 317-784-3008. That's where you'll find a team of specialists that's faster to any size disaster. So when the things that matter most are on the line, make sure ServPro of Indianapolis South is too by calling 317-784-3008. That's ServPro of Indianapolis South, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened.
Make sure your booster shots are up to date by signing up for Todd's free monthly email newsletter. It's educational, it's fun, and it's free. Go to ToddHuffRadio.com/newsletter to sign up today.
You know, in all this time, CNN, in fact, if you looked at what they were talking about yesterday, they were talking about trying to reframe this issue about Donald Trump, about the Republican Party and healthcare, about that being the embarrassment for the day. Republicans having to postpone their healthcare vote because they don't, whatever, they can't get people on the same page. The party's a disaster. No, the Democrat Party is the disaster. The Democrat Party is the one that's completely imploding. The Democrat Party is the one that's losing issues. The progressive left, by the way, there's a wrestler, by the way, in some Kentucky wrestling league called Progressive Liberal, who is doing a fan, who may be my new favorite wrestler. Not that I watch wrestling or anything, but it humors the heck out of me to see what this guy's doing with Progressive Liberal. He's got his
boot to the throat of the working man and so forth, and these wrestling matches and so forth, professional, you know, the WWE like on a much much smaller local scale. But anyway, CNN's out there saying that the real losers here are the Republicans. I don't know. It just makes no sense. But guys, that is all the time I have today. The music is telling me it's time to shut up. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow. Take care.